हरे कृष्ण। डोंट लोबोटोमाइज अष्टांग योगा टू एकांग योगा। लोबोटोमाइज मीन्स टू कट समथिंग सो दैट इट बिकम्स लेस फंक्शनल, लेस इट बिकम्स इनकम्प्लीट। सो लोबोटोमाइजिंग अष्टांग योगा टू एकांग योगा मीन्स योगा इज एक्चुअली when it refers to it is an eightfold process. She's talked about by Patanjali in his Yoga Sutras. The eight stages are a progression that lead to the perfection of life, samadhi. So there is yam, niyam, asan, pranayam, pratyahar, dhyan, samadhi, like that. So now yam is following do's, niyam is following don'ts, asan is sitting in a particular asan, postures, niyam, asan, pranayam, pranayam is regulating the breath. Then there is pratyahara, shutting out the sense objects, the dharana is assuming a position for getting into meditation, dhyana is deep meditation, and samadhi is trance, spiritual trance, getting spiritual perception and perfection. So now, these are eight stages on the progressive path to spiritual perfection. In today's world, quite often, yoga is equated with one of its limbs, yogasana. So people think of yoga means simply as some asanas, some exercises to be done to gain good looks, to improve one's looks or to improve one's health. Now I got some back pain, so I want to remove the back pain. Do you have some, tell me some yoga I can do for that. Now I got too much weight. How can I cut down my weight? Tell me some yoga to do that. Tell me some yoga exercise for doing that. Now, such a utilitarian adoption of yoga, where one just takes one limb of yoga and uses it for one's own purpose, then this, by doing this, we cheat ourselves. We deprive ourselves of the full fruit of yoga. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna does talk about bodily postures. In 12.13, he states, Samamka, in 6.13, 6 chapters Ashtanga Yoga, and in this chapter, Ashtanga Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, and in the 6th chapter, 13th verse, he states, Samamka Yashiro Grivam Dharayana Chalam Sthiraha Samprekshanasika Gramsam Vishascha Navalokayan. So he states, Samam Kaya, Samam means straight, in one line, Kaya, the body, the torso, Shiro is the head, Grivam is the neck, so the head, neck and the back, let it be straight. Shiro, Grivam, Dharayan Achalam Sthiraha, Dharayan, sit in this way, Achalam, not moving, Sthiraha, steady. Samprekshanasika gramsam. Samprekshanasika gramsam. Focus on the tip of the nose. Vishascha navalokayan. And don't look anywhere else. So now samprekshanasika gramsam. Vishascha navalokayan. And then, now this is talking about yoga. This is one particular outline of the principle of sitting in a particular asana. But then immediately after this, Krishna says, what is to be done after that? He doesn't say that this is to be done for gaining, for improving one's health or improving one's looks. It is, what does it say? The next verse is, Prashantatma vigatabhir brahmachari vrate sthitaha manasayamya machitto yukta sita matparaha. So he says, Prashantatma, one becomes very peaceful. One strives to make the mind peaceful. Vigatabhir means one is free from fear. Brahmachari vrate sthitaha, one controls one's senses and regulates the sex drive by practicing brahmacharya. And manasayamya machitto, manasayamya, one controls the mind, and machitto fixes the consciousness on me. Yukta sita matparaha, and matparaha makes me the goal. So the purpose of practicing yoga is to ultimately fix the mind on Krishna. and to attain Krishna. In fact, he talks about this explicitly later in the same chapter, when he said that the topmost yogi is one who fixes his mind on him. Yoginahupi sarvesha madgatenantaratmana. So he says, those who fix their mind on me. Shraddhavan bhajate yo mam same yuktatamo mataha. So, the point is that when we fix the mind on Krishna, then what happens? The 8th chapter, Krishna says that if you fix the mind on him, if we become attached to him, we think of him, then we'll think of him at the time of death and then we'll attain him. Thus, we will get an eternal benefit. Now, when will this be possible? If we practice yoga for its fullness, for its full purpose, we'll get the full benefit. If you just practice one limb of yoga, then we are lobotomizing yoga. I mean, we are cutting 7 limbs of the yoga and throwing them away. We are taking one that interests us. And then what happens? It says that we reject the large part of the yoga, then large part of the benefit goes off. So it's yoga is a part of a full treatment. And it's like if we take from a doctor's program only the part that we like, then what happens is that we will not get the full benefit of the treatment. Similarly, if we lobotomize Ashtanga Yoga to Ekanga Yoga, Ekanga means only one limb, we practice only one limb of the yogasanas, then we deprive ourselves of the full benefits of yoga. And since Krishna is the ultimate goal of yoga, so Krishna recommends not the practice of Ashtanga Yoga, because it involves quite a lot of difficulties. He recommends the practice of Bhakti Yoga. Sarva dharmān prityajya māmekam sharanam braja. So give up all dharma, give up all practices and just surrender to me, Krishna says. So now, the point of this discussion is to recognize not that we have to renounce yoga, not that we cannot practice the ekanga, that say if we find yogasanas convenient, surely we can practice them. Convenient in the sense that if they give us, they benefit us. There's nothing wrong in improving our health. It's not that we have to look ugly in our life. It's not that we have to be sick. There's nothing wrong in improving our looks or our health. But making that as the purpose of our yoga practice is to cheat ourselves of the full benefit of yoga. So if we keep the purpose of yoga, which is actually the purpose of life, life is meant to attain eternal happiness, and yoga offers that happiness. If we keep that purpose in mind and then practice yoga, then we will not be lobotomizing yoga, rather we will be utilizing yoga for its essential purpose, to grant us not just some temporary relief from sickness, some temporary relief from bad looks, because even if we get relieved of sickness now, even if we get relieved of bad looks, as we are going to go old and get diseased, our good looks are going to go away, our good health is going to go away. So instead of underutilizing yoga for some temporary benefits, we can use yoga for getting the eternal benefit of attracting ourselves to Krishna and attaining Him. Thank you. Hare Krishna.